We started yesterday the sugya of Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav, the Seder to Matarin Isha. We focused on the Hefzik Tyro, and today to be Mamshech, the next sugya, the idea of Moich Dachok. The Makor of this Indian, the Mechaber brings down from the Rambam, La'ilam Yilmad Odom Terech Beisai, a person should always teach in his house, to have Kol Ben Hashmoshes, the whole entire time there, a Moich Dachok. The Mamakum for this Indian is the give and take between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim said, "Echanami, if you would have had a Nea Kol Ben Hashmoshes, Yofar Tarmarto, would have been correct what you're saying. But now that you're not saying that, I have a kasha upon you." We see there's a Milo, it's Yof, it's correct. They have something there, the whole entire Ben Hashmoshes. And therefore, the Beis Yosef, he says, "Ma Yakara, how precious are the words of the Rashba." He has a kasha, why did the Torah leave it out? Also, the Rosh left it out. And therefore, the Amor brings it down. The Mechaber brings it down. The Mosad Avadu Chosh for the Chumro Lechatchilo as a mile over here. So we have the second Hogar to Mataran Isha after Hefzik. She does a Moich Dachok. Now, how long is this man, a person supposed to leave the Moich Dachok in for the whole entire Ben Hashmoshes? That means Ben Hashmoshes, we know that numerous different Shitas out there. So among the Svarim, you look upon them. The Divya Yatsev says it's 72 minutes you have to leave a Moich inside. Rav Moshe and Shuvah says it's 50 minutes. The Chanush they bring down 40-50 minutes. Of the Ashuv they bring down 20-25 minutes. Shlomo Zalman says 15 minutes. So what really is the question? What should a person really go do? We have numerous numbers floating around the Sfarim. So Be'etzem, the idea of a Moich is supposed to be there from Shkia till the nighttime, meaning from sunset until it says. The question is not really a question over here, how to apply the concept of Negeir to Moich. It's a question of Klalius, when is Shkia and when is Seis, when is nighttime. Therefore, everyone by now knows what they do Negeir to the Locha of Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, Lachor, the sigil over here is really Negeir to ask a person, how is Noig, when does Shabbos end? That's for them when Ben Hashmoshes is finished. Therefore, I think the simple and Hoga, what how to pass for a person, is ask them, how are you Noig by Negeir to Motzei Shabbos? If you want, looking by the Shulchan or the Marakoyin or of Heinemann, they say the get is, however, you're always knowing the get to Motzei Shabbos. If you're knowing Motzei Shabbos 35 minutes, it's 35 minutes. If you're knowing 50, it's 50. It's 72, 72. Now, of course, it does not mean the get to Molochas of the Reis Ayamachmer. Since the whole idea of Moich is a Chumma and Samaylo, the Chuat Halochas should be how you knowing the get to the Rabbonans and the get to Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, for example, numerous people have an hogar to be machmer, which had a moish we mentioned in Shuvi yesterday, to keep 72 minutes of submitting in Europe. However, they do it mitzad their races. However, achono, muksa, kadoima, they'll be makel after the zman that says in the calendar. That means be'ikr is saying, the zman, the calendar, they're falling for the rabbonans. If that's your hogar, which I personally do mitzad b'lin neder, therefore, if the calendar says 40 minutes, my ben hashmoshes should end at 40 minutes. I once had a rabbi who kept pushing me, what should I tell a person, loch l'mais in the gate to the sugya moich? I tell him, again, the loch is very simple. A person, when they get married, they know exactly what they did in the gate to Motzei Shabbos. Whatever they do then is the same halacha over here, mitzad the getter of l'chadchilo. Therefore, you put it from shkia to whenever your Shabbos ends in the gate to Molocha d'Rabbanon, that's his man in the gate to the sugya of moich. Now, that's again, number one, a level l'chadchilo. Number two, let's say it's a case of mokma tzarech. For example, it's not comfortable. She has to lie down in the bed. There are other tzurachim, other needs over here. Then come along the Sarum and say, less of a number. That means Rav Moshe said the Chachila 50 minutes. He says, Makom HaTzarech. He says, 15 minutes. Because according to the Goyim, the Zman of Ben Hashmoshes is 15 minutes. Or the way had the Kleizemiger, or a friend, that of the Vedats, he comes along and says, arranging Mahalach, that we know this 72 minutes. The first 13 and a half minutes is Ben Hashmoshes according to the Goyim. The next 45 minutes is not Ben Hashmoshes according to anybody. It's either Vada Yom or Vada Lailo. The last 13 and a half minutes is Ben Hashmoshes according to Rabbeinu Tam. So he says very simple. The first 13 and a half minutes put it inside. I'll Ben Hashmoshes beside the sugya of the Goyim. Then take it out for 45 minutes and put in another one for the last 13 and a half minutes. Because then you're getting Ben Hashmoshes according to both Shitas. Fine, that's again for Makom HaTzarech. They do say, let's say you start the Bedika a minute after Shkia. Do you gain anything out of it doing a minute? You start a minute after Shkia. You did not get the whole entire Ben Hashmoshes. So they say, if you hold Medina, it starts mamish at Benish Moshes, at Shkia Shaboy, like in Eretz the very Makpid, Sarah Berkowitz, there's no point putting in a second afterwards. But Kidua around the world, people are much more lax about it. And they take on the Benet Tam, there is a Chora point to put in even later on to get other Benish Moshes. Now, also, of course, you have to realize, this halacha we're saying these numbers over here, we'll get to the chil between Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, this is mitzad halacha in Sif Aleph, where the whole idea of Moich Tochak is only mitzad a yofa, a nochin, a maila of the Rashba. We'll get to halacha in Sif Beis, of course, the person should be even more machmer, negate the sugya of Moich, because that's Medina over there. A third level, that means we have a level of Chachila, we have a level of Mokum Atzarech. But let's say it's mamish, it's hurting her, or they say it's a case of Achaleidah, very sensitive, or case of the beginning of marriage, you have a chashash of basulim, or there's a chashash of makis, or betzoim, or an infection, or case of a kalo, then the swarm say that we're not going to put on the chumrah of the Rashba. That means even the chadchila, there are going to be numerous times when a paisik will tell an isha, you do not do any moichs anymore, especially it's the other days, not the first day, and because this whole idea of the moich is only a milo, a portion of milo, and therefore, again, when they get to infection, or later kadaima, a lot of places can make a lechatchila not to put inside a moich. So it really comes down to three levels, and this man obviously will change. There's one lechatchila, the best. Then there's makom atzarech, less. And then there's when you really have hard time to be matar an isha, then we will not even tell the isha at all to a moich. The Sfam discussed, negeret a moich is basically a bit of cloth you put inside, and you leave it there. And you say, what about a tampon? Sometimes it's easier for an isha to use. Is a tampon enough? So when you get to Loch and you get to Bedikas and Sifav, we'll see Bedikas, it will not work, because you do not get to Chum V'stokim. How when you get to the Suga of a Moich Tochok, Be'ikthus form come along, Agam Yesh Cholkim, but Be'ikthus form come along, Rosh Tomach, the Marakoyin, others, say, Mitzah Moich Tochok, the Maisa tampon does work. It does, Chal, Mitzah the Mile of a Moich. Now we came across the idea of a Moich back in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet. Over there, the Chavadas had a Chum over there, that you may vest, you have to leave the moich inside the whole entire zman. And therefore, if your vest is, let's say, you may mevucha, 2-3 days, you have to leave the moich inside for 3 days. The Pesach Tshuva brought down a loch l'maisa. Now, kidua, people did not leave in a vest, a moich inside, but you may vest, not for 1 day, not for 3 days. However, the Olam brings down over there a Moshe Shito, where Moshe says, to get the maila of the chavadas, today that we wear white undergarments that are tight to the body, therefore cannot get lost any of the tipas. Therefore, they get the idea of moich, wear tight white undergarment to get the mile of chavadas on your vest. And Eitz HaToivo, where Moshe tells people, and the numerous forming down, mitzah the sugar of the mile of the chavadas to have a moich on your vest. Building upon that, if so, could we do the same thing with Zman Hazeh? Not Lavdach with Zman Hazeh, but meaning on after 5 days being Tomei, you do a hefsik, then the moich over here, not your mevest, but the moich that's being mafsik, between a hefsik tar and the zayin nikim, can you do the same idea? Just wear a white undergarment, summoned to the body, and that'll be beseder. Slamaisa, not one sefer brings it down over here, and only that, Chodshanim Shlomo Zalman says, we do not say it over here. Shlomo Zalman wants to argue over there also, but the Maisa's form says, certainly not. As the chavadas, because the place want to argue, it's a itzatoyv, it's a mailo. But here we have a loch in Shulchan Aruch that a person has to do a moich, not some of chum and the chavadas, and it's a yof or the rash, but we're talking about the mechaber, a vada, we have to have a real moich up to the loch of the chadchilo to go do correctly. One last point in the get to moich in Sif Aleph is that a David study that people put in the moich, it goes in Benesh Moshes. In the get to Shabbos, can you walk outside wearing a moich? That means I know there's a lot of hak recently in the past couple of weeks. Can you wear a mask in Rosh Hashanah? Whether you're wearing a mitzad health reasons, whether it's social reasons, big tumult if you're allowed to wear a mask. Are you allowed to have a moich, whether it's Erev Shabbos, Benesh Moshes, or Mot Shabbos, Benesh Moshes, or is there a bayah mitzad of sugya v'itzah? So b'ik it's not a sugya, you have to look it up in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Shin Aleph, and over there is a Shlomo Zalman Maisas Meikel. I looked around, I think it's 40 against 5. That means the Shlomo Zalman would call people a maker like him, but kamat all the swarm of 40 different swarm come along and say, no, it's nichol neged of ha'itzah, it'd be mitzi on Shabbos, reshus l'shus, and therefore you should know if you're in a place where there is no Erev, the loch is the isha cannot walk out with a moich inside her body she is carrying. In Sif Aleph, the Amor is mamshich, it brings down the idea of davening. Now, first, the case over here is when the Kahal, the Tzibur, was Mekabel Shabbos, or Davin, Mespal Mairev, and she did not. Also, there's a case for Keret where she davened, and the Tzibur did not. That means there are going to be Pashas, there can be three cases here. There's a case when the Kahal was Mekabel Shabbos, or davened, a case where only she was Mekabel Shabbos and davened, and the case when she and the Kahal both Mekabel Shabbos, or davened. Now, take the first two cases, l'chor, they're equal. Whether the Kahal was Mespal, or she was Mespal without the Kahal, the Pashtus is, Agama Sisurin's from St. Nathaway, but the Badish Shulchan speaks out clearly, it's the same exact thing. If not both of them, only one of them does, either she or the Kahal will have one aloch over here. The Shach goes on further and says, but let's say in the case where she does, and the Kahal, that'll be a second aloch. So first we have a case here where the Kahal either is Mespal Mairev, or is Mekabel Shabbos, and not her. When the case where she is, then why would she have Mairev? Either mitzad, she's going like the Shita says, you have to have Meir Brachas. And how do you have Meir Brachas? Missing Mairev. Or mitzad, she missed Mincha, Astar Shlum, and she's diving Mairev. So whatever it is, she is diving Mairev, and the Kahal did not dive Mairev yet. Is there a Baya, or when does it correct Zman, to do a case of a Hefzik over here? So come on, the Ramon, it means that the Machlokes among the Rishonim. He starts off quoting the Trumas Hadeshen, that says, once she davened, or the Kahal davened, then the loch is, it's ready nichel to get of the next day. And to do a hefstik is the concept of tarti the sasri. Therefore, she cannot do the bedika anymore, cannot make a hefstik anymore. Atzal Hasheni, the Moz Mamshech, he brings down the ogre b'shem the maril, and we have the maril inside, the maril chadosh is the new prince. He comes along and says, Maisa, at the end of the day, Seif kol Seif, it's daytime over here. It's true, it might be Toysev Shabbos deraisa, but you don't get chorus for it. Avad is a day. There's no loch in the gate tonight at all. And therefore, a person after she is Mekabel, or the Tzibur was, one or the other, the loch is you can still do a bedika afterwards. Haloch l'maizadui paskin. Sama says, l'chadchil v'machmer. Did he ever do a mekel? Therefore, practically, if the Tzibur dav Mekabel Shabbos, or the Tzibur dav Mairev, or her, the loch is when she do the hefsik, before that zman. That means she has to do the hefsik before the tzibur davens mairev. That's lechatchilo. Now, if you can ask an obvious question, if a chayshiv both she does lechatchilo, so you can tell me that before this man of the tzibur daven mairev, let's say they daven mairev an hour before shkia, they daven from plak and onwards an hour beforehand. So according to the Shubas Adeshin, you have to abdikin before that hour. According to the Maril, you have to abdika later afterwards. Some could be neshmoshes. So it won't be machmer. How can it be machmer? You can mess up. Could one of the sheetahs over here? So you look in the Bach, Zivkon Gimel. He says enechanami. You have to abdika before the Kahal davens mairev aleph, and then do a second abdika samach lebenesh moshes. You have to abdika twice to be choshev with both sheetahs over here. Brought down the way by the Siddur Tyro, brought down the way by the Chochmas Odom, by the Parashim Moedim, by the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. They come along and say you have to do two hefsiks. One before the Tzibur Dav Mairev, and one before the case of Ben Hashmoshes. Brought down by the Shmir Shabbos Kulchosai, Sefer Ol Aryeh, by the Badai Shulchan, by the Pritahiro, by the Art Scroll, numerous forms bring down the idea of doing two hefziks. The question is, Lamaisa, the Elam does not seem to realize this, and they also seem to be missing from numerous forms the idea of doing two hefziks. So it could be the reason why it's missing is a couple of reasons. Number one, the idea is you have to do a hefsik, then you do a moich. The moich that you put in ben hashmoshes, apil chokh mazodim, and the Baal Shulchan writes, the moich itself can count as a second bedika. So it could be the olam will get a second bedika through the putting in a moich right before shkia, and that will be the second bedika over here. That's aleph. So it could be the olam is doing it. Second, oh, so we'll get to that on Sivva. The Lapis can say that you have to do Churim Restokim because you take it in and out. But let's say you leave it inside for the next 20 minutes, she's walking around, it naturally goes to Churim Restokim. It's a big tumah among the Paiskim. If a moich can't work without a sugya of Churim Restokim, again, you yourself do not turn it around. We'll get to Sivva about that. Number two is, we mentioned yesterday, when it says the words in the Mechaber that the Hefzik has to be Samach L'Bein Hashmoshes, So Be'ik, it sounds like, has to be within a half hour, or the word Abadi as close as possible to Ben Ashmoshes. However, we mentioned Numas Achorim on Sam Pshat in the Mechaber, the Sam Ben Ashmoshes means Rabbi Yehuda Mincha Ketano, the Chodeshoni, Levushei Oz. I read the guy on the page seems to say that. If so, so Echlami, when you do a Bedika an hour before, the words of the Bach is, you do a Bedika an hour, you do a Marv an hour before the Zman, you have to do a Bedika before that hour. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's ready after Mincha Ketano. The only way you can daven is after Plag. So still, it's after Mincha Ketano for sure. And therefore, Lechura, according to their Avonah in the Mechaber, one Bedika is side the Maril inside the Chumas Adeshen. And Be'etim Fakert, we see from the Bach and the Sitar, the Chacham Zalim, others, they had not understanding like the Chodeshon and Levushei Oz. They understand some of his later. But we do have the Chodeshon and Levushei Oz from the Goyin that's saying Pshat in the Mechaber, it's from Mincha Ketano. Or even, let's say you do not even go like that. You want to go like the Chavetz Chaim in Gedei Oilam, the Archa Shulchim, Shalom Zalman. They say Samach means a case of an hour. Samach in the case of an hour, that's a case of the Bach that says do a B'dikah by that case of the hour. So you get both Shitas, sign the Maril, sign the Chumash Hadeshen. You say even a fourth thing over here, or third thing over here, why people are Meikel. What? That a question is, what is Sif Alef mean when it says Samach Ben Ashmoshes? What is the correct Zman? So if you understand Samach Ben Ashmoshes in Sif Aleph means Mincha Ketano, which again is a Chiddush, but the Goyim seems to say that, or it means an hour beforehand, which the Chavetz Chaim or Choshulchan seem to say that, Shlomo Zalman says that way, so then Echadami, when you do the Bedika to get the Chumash Hadeshen before the person davens Ma'ariv, that is within an hour already. So you get inside the Chumash Hadeshen and inside. Then it'll be the same thing again. You'll get it. You don't mind from plug and onwards. You'll be within the hour of Shkia. You'll be within the hour of Shkia. When it says some of the Ben Ashmoshes, the Chavetz Chaim seems to understand, the Shulchan seems to understand within the hour of Shkia. That's fine. That's some of the Ben Ashmoshes. No. What's the earliest Yidav Ma'ariv? It's from Plag and onwards, right? So the word, again, the words of the Bach is, he writes, let's say a person davens an hour before this man. Pachas or Yosef before the hour. So what are you going to go do? He said you have to do two Bedikas. Well, if you do a Bedikah right before Ma'ariv, that means right before Ma'ariv is what, a minute before that, again, right before that hour, that means you're within the hour of this man, of Samach Ben Ashmoshes. V'aid, why would the world do two? Again, the whole idea of doing Samach Ben Ashmoshes is a mitzvah min amovchor, a mila of the rush. But why do we paskin min the mincha ketanon onwards? That's the chadchila. That's the yudo. So why the kind of the back to do two bedikas to get a mila of a rush? I mean, everyone agrees min the mincha ketanon works. So sami can be mafakvik on the whole entire back beklolius. Why do we say that for? Because everyone agrees min the mincha ketanon works even the chadchila. So again, among the Svarim, it seems to be a lot of people selling it out. Unless we bring it down, do two Bedikas. As far as I see, no one ever heard the idea of doing two Bedikas, practically. Again, there are Gedolim who certainly say that, and Svarim Malachim will certainly say that. And there are Svarim watching, you can say Mikan Lekan. Fine, that's the situation where either the Tzibur Davin or She Davin. In the case, Kamal Lashach further says, let's say the Tzibur and She Davin, that means according to the Makilim, that means according to the Chumash Hadeshen, avadet to be Machmer. The coin to the Maril that's brought down by the Ogur, it says to you, Michael, maybe Yesh Lechalik in the case where she davened and the Tzibur davened. For example, let's say go to the Bungalow Colony, and the Tzibur was Mekabel Shabbos, and according to numerous Paiskim, you are Meshubit to follow the Tzibur, you go afterwards. And Machloik is Bela Paiskim says you're Meshubit, so she's Mekabel Shabbos, and the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos. So in that situation, the person, can they do a Bedika afterwards? So come along the Shach, it brings down a Machloikis over here. He says, B'shem his father, he has a Tshuva and a Gvuras Anoshim, and Simnu Gimel. That's Fasa to be Machmer. The only time to be Makel with Maril is only in the case where one or the other one daven. Where both daven, Vadi have to be Machmer. At Sadat Sheni, the Shach himself points out, the Maril brought down the Ogre sounds like not to Machalik. Among the Svarim, the Ikka they seem to go, like the Maril, not to Machalik, Dagmavava, Makar Chaim, and the Mlaktim is Manenu, seem to say not that way. That means we have two machlokesim floating around over here. Number one, the case where only she or the tzibah daven. The case where both of them daven. Be'ikir, the swam say, be'ever the maestek person can be makel. However, again, l'chad chila, a vada person should do a hefzik before the tzibah or she was mekabel Shabbos. Now, to maybe take it a step further and more practical, is we're discussing right now a case of davening. Women love dafka dav mariv. What about she does halakas neiris? She lights neiris l'kavod Shabbos. Is that nichl in the chumah of mariv, kabbalah Shabbos? And therefore she'll have to do a hefzik before halakas neiris. So you look at the chokhmah sodom and in the kid shulchan aruch, the big down this halakha is not only to davening, even halakas neiris. Once she's madlik neiris, she's supposed to have done the hefzik before halakas neiris. Portam the benish chai, vavozner b'chaim b'ad shulchan, and kamas from go this way. Hagam there is a masham that wants taina to argue, quoting in shur shai lovanetta. The ma'aseh v'ik the svam l'makdim go not this way. That means very practical. Every Friday night, Isha does halakha. If she's doing a hefzik, she should do it before the halakha. If that's so, you can ask the question, when do women light? Let's say that Yerushalayim, they light 40 minutes beforehand. Or let's say that Chutz La'aretz in New York, they light 18 minutes beforehand. It comes this man. She realizes she has to do a hefzik. What should she do? Should she do a halakas neiris? However, make it tznai not to mekabel Shabbos, which is simcha upon makom atzerich in our chaim simcha reis amak gimel, and be choshev mitzad the shita of the Trumas Hadashen, or fakert. Mekabel Shabbos with the neiris, without a tznai, and be simcha upon the Ramah b'di'eved. That means how she do halakas neiris? She do it with a tznai, and worry for the Trumas Hadashen, without a tznai, it's nichle geder b'di'eved. So among the Svarim seem to be two Mahalchim, and the Olim seem to be do a third Mahalach. The way at the Cheskes Tyro or the Osko, they bring down Loch Lamaiso, Yim Kabbal Shabbos B'tnai. Kaloch is a Tnai, the Kabbal Shabbos work, Mokh Matzarech. This is Mokh Matzarech. We want to be Chosh of the Chumas Hadash and Shito. Atzad Hasheni is brought down from Liashiv, the Vosner, the Maiso, since a person could be Semich upon the Mariel, which should be Ikra at dinner here, therefore no do a Loch Snares at a Tnai, and then do Bedika afterwards. To me, it seems that Olam, what they do, is neither one. They don't light. They push off that locker, they go to the bathroom, they do bedika, takes a minute or two, do a hefzik, and then they go light. Then they light candles. Now, I looked around this farm, I didn't find anyone to give the third option. It sounds like if you light 18 minutes, you light 18, light it 40, light it 40. But that main am, and there's a svar for it, that since there's no chia medina 18 or 40, it's only a mile that notion put upon themselves, therefore they rather take on not to be go against the Trumas Hadashen, and not to go against the idea of being Mekabel Shabbos B'tnai, and therefore the main arm seem to push off the Kabbalah Shabbos and do that locker later on. Agam, or it's not put down in the Svarim that way. Now, when a person Mekabel Shabbos, let's say an hour before him, so you have to do a hefzik before the Kabbalah Shabbos. So now the question is, when do you put on the moich? Do you have to put on the moich from Kabbalah Shabbos an hour before him? Till Seis, I'm put in for 2 hours over here? Or no. So come on the Svarim, the being down, the census idea of Shumas Hadashen, and the idea of a Moich is a Chumrah, therefore it's also Dam Akiv, even the first, even on Yom Rishon, the Koran Demar, Dam Akiv, will not take on this Chumrah over here, and therefore the person puts in from Shkia Tal Tzeis. That means even though they did the Moich, the Hefzik, an hour before Kabbalah Shabbos, the Moich only goes from Shkia Tal Tzeis. And that we mentioned before, and according to this Anhog over here, we get also the mile of the Bach, because now you'll have a second B'dik over here. Some of this in of what to choose over here, negate that locus neris verse, the idea of the Trumas Hadashen Shito. Let's say it comes a regular day during the week, and the halacha is that women have a chiv to daven mincha. It comes a minute before Shkia. She has a choice right now, either daven mincha, or do a hefzik, a miss mincha. So if she davens a mincha, the hefzik will be tomorrow. If she davens, does a hefzik, she'll miss that mincha. And then she'll have to do mariv mitashlumim. What is the correct and hoga what to go do? So come along the Avnei Ashbo, and he brings down the ist question to B'shalom Zalman and to Avosner, and they say, since she is meshubedes labailo, the hefzik wins out. I mincha, tashlumim. Especially with Manazeh, the numerous noshim seem to be very lax to get to tefillah. they want to semich upon the Rama Mashita, even for Shachris, and say any tefillah, any bakosh or mice is enough. So certainly that seems to be the correct anoga, as farming down, that the Shid Meshubed and a Hefzik overrides Mincha. Another question to get to this man of Hefzik and Moich is, let's say a person is flying. That means Bezer Hashem, the Oilum is going to come back, Teret Solak Doisho, and they're flying. What is this man negate to the Hefzik and the Moich? That means you're on the airplane numerous times, and you can see the sun. Being on the ground, it's dark. It's partial at nighttime. Do you go after what you can see? I see the Shkia. I see the sun. It's still daytime. Well, no, you go upon the ground. So is the Shalom on this form negate to davening in general, negate to Hefzik, negate to everything in the flying? But Ikkidus form come long in Taino, we go on the ground. Therefore, the Arts call and the Gavriel and others say we go after what says on the ground. At Kiyadu, I think people fly know there are computer programs and websites that tell you exactly the Zmanim based upon where you are, the height, what's going on the ground. And that's the correct thing what to go do. Now, when a person is flying, building upon this, and also we have a Shach by us, it's called Dal Mingzan, the idea of having 12 hours, a 24-hour period. What happened to the person, let's say, they're coming from Chutz Laaretz, Eretz Yisrael, we come according to one sheet of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. When they come, let's say they do the Hefzik on Sunday. They're leaving Tuesday. And they have now 7 days over here. So in essence, you're supposed to have 7 24-hours. At the end of the day, you're going to have 6 24-hours, and 1 day is missing 7 hours. So when a person goes to mikvah a couple of days later, can they go at the regular time at Shkia in Eretz Yisrael at 8 o'clock? Oh no, you're missing 7 hours. You can only go to the mikvah 2, 3 in the morning. Do you have to wait because you're missing the 7 hours? So again, among the Sfarim, there's a big Shiloh. But Be'ikah the Sfarim say, it's no din of 7:24. The din is 7 days. The Maisa Alocha, you have 7 days. You have 7 days over here. They get to anything, when they get to 8 days of Bismillah, whatever, they get to Pinyin Ben, the Maisa, we have the days over here. Once we have the days, we do not care that you're missing hours over here. Take it even a step further now. Let's say a person goes to Australia. He passes over the international dateline. Sometimes he can either gain a day, sometimes he can lose a day. How exactly do you look at that, Negea, to your Zayin Nikim over here? So again, there's a Shaila, Chaim Kodesky has one Mahalach, but Ikkid Sfarim come along and say, over here, you don't know go where you are. Go after you need 7 days. Therefore, even though you might start a 1 day and switch over, be Nila Maisa's 7 days Mamish. There's one interesting Shaila they discuss. Let's say a person was terrible on the 8th at night. Then he flies to a place where it's still daytime. Or he flies back on the international dateline and he loses a day. Do you say now she's tummy again? She has to go to the mikvah for the night afterwards? So that's the bring down, save Tarek Yisrael, is to bring down this question. That's a no. Once you're tahir, you're tahir. Avada cannot make a person being back being tummy. Fine. Arkan Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is Bimamshik's idea of Sif Aleph. Of how to exactly to calculate the idea in the gate to give Hefzik, when to go do it, and when to go make a case of a moich. Just in Sif Aleph, the situation is where someone saw 2-3 days, which is the Mechaber. Here she only saw 1 day. That means she saw on Sunday. She does a Hefzik on Sunday. The question is, based upon Rebbe, do we pass like Rebbe? What's the get of Rebbe? What had to be noig on when you see 1 day, sing in 1 day in the gate to the Hefzik? Coming to the Yosef, and he seems to say 4 different mahalchim among the Rishonim. The Ramban says, if you see on 1 day, it's Sunday, do the Hefzik, you have to have a moch tochak called ben hashmoshes, Aleph. The Rashba, he said, no, the Ikar halacha is, even doing a Hefzik in the morning, that lamais is enough, the yesh machmirim. A third sheet they bring down is a rosh, it sounds like that a b'dikah samach ben hashmoshes, that lamais is enough. And the fourth shita of the reading of the Rambam Lefanenu without the Magen Mishnah, he did not bring down the loch at all on the first day. Sounds like the first day will not help at all. Like he's passing like the Mishnah only from the second day and onwards. So again, so we have 4 different ideas among the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Rambam. Now, first, when you think a person sees on Sunday, 1 day and want to do a Hefzik that Sunday evening, let's say they did not see Sunday during the day, but only Motzei Shabbos, the night beforehand. Is that Nichol Geder Ru'osi Yom Echad? This form discuss it, Pa'as Simonim and others. The Kamlum Pashtus, the Iker is not to Machalik. Rossi Yom Echad, whether you saw during the day or night, it's still the same day of Ma'ayim Pesuach, yet to have a Raya Gemurah that's K'mayim Salsam. Now, once we have this Yom Echad, Kamlum the Halacha, and really there are 2 points over here. There's one Halacha Negeh to the Bedika, the Hefsek Tyra, and there's a second Halacha Negeh to the Sugya Moich. First, Negeh to the Sugya of the Hefsek Tyra. In Sif Aleph is very clear. The loch is Bedika B'Shachris helps. On Sif Beis, we saw only in one day, it's Ma'akiv over here. That means Chumrah number one we have in Sif Beis, you saw one day. You want to do a Hefsek in the evening, it's Ma'akiv, the Bedika in the morning. Now, what's the mean Bedika in the morning? Says the Deklam of Ovo, brought down by the Pesach Shuvah, anything before Mincha Kitano is Nichol Negeda of Bedika B'Shachris and does not work. One Chumrah. A second chumrah over here is the idea of a ma'ich tochuk. That means in Sif Aleph, aloch of a ma'ich tochuk was a ma'ilah, dovi yofo, that you teach everyone in the house to go do to correct on hogo. In Sif Beis, aloch is it's medina, you have to go do it. You need a ma'ich tochuk. However, the question is a ma'ich tochuk ma'akivanat? Let's say he did not do it. Come along with the Ramah says the ma'ich is beseder, no problem. It's not ma'akiv. That means there are two things in Sif Beis. One Bedika Shacharis, that's Ma'akiv. Ben Hashmoshes, that's not Ma'akiv, the case of a Moich. That means you have to go do it, but it's not Ma'akiv. The simple reading on the page, the Taz and Shach seem to agree with Zamo, the Kitzi goes this way, that the Evel Ma'is it's Motor. However, off the page, the Ikka the Swam seem to be Machma against Ramo. Coming the Siddur Tyro, or the going over here at Sukkot Ches, says, but the Ramban. The Ramban says, Medina, you need to have it called Ben Hashmoshes. You need a locha of a moich mamish. The Chavdas goes this way. Chachmas Adam is choishish. The Moshe says that's the reading of the Mechaber. The Mechaber sounds like Tzarech Medinoi. The Amor was mamshuch and Moshe is not ma'akiv. The Mechaber sounds like to be machmovir. And therefore, the Moshe says Yosef Mestavro, the Ramban on the Goyin, and therefore a person has to be machmer. So first, in the what says in the Mechaber over here, when a person sees on Sunday he wants to do a hefsek, there are two halachas that come out. Number one, Shachris, you pass in the vat is ma'akiv, like Shachris. The moich, numerous places can say, also is ma'akiv. Building upon this, what is nichl in the idea of singing on Sunday? Sing on Yom Echad. That means the standard situation is a person sees on Sunday and they see 4 or 5 days. They see Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday, want to do a hefstick and start counting on Friday. So what happens on Thursday? Lav Noshim. They're trickling out some dam. At the end of the day, they're able to have sick. Is that nichl an idea of Sif Beis, have its chumras, or Sif Aleph, and they will have its kulas over here? That makes it because the day that you're doing the hefsek, you're seeing dam. You mamash see dam over here. So the mechaber is mefurish in Sif Aleph. He writes, you see 2-3 days. You bedekit be yom shaposkel. You do bedekit the day that you stopped. It's nichl and loch and Sif Aleph. Bedekit shachris helps bedieved. A moich tochuk is only a mile over. It's very clear that way. The Moz that way. The Shach before is that way. Taz does not seem to disagree. To Shlomo Pesach Shuvah on the page, they seem to go this way. Kitzer, Chadnish Paskin this way. However, again, off the daf, the numerous Paskin are machmer. They come from numerous avenues. One, they say, I'll be Svarish Shabbai. Just like in the first day, it's a Ma'ayim Pesuach. So one day, you need a Raya Brua to make a Ma'ayim Salsam. Here also, you saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know you have a Ma'ayim Pesuach. So you have to write, bro, that's Ma'ayim Salsam. You need a Ma'ayim Tochuk Medinoi. Void says the Chavadas. We're not sure what you may need and what you may Zivo. Maybe the day when you saw on Sunday was really Zivo. And maybe on Thursday was your Medinoi. That was the first day of the Medinoi. And therefore you need Medinoi, a Ma'ayim Tochuk. And Medinoi Shachos will not work. Void says the Chavadas. It's Meforsh Away in the Rashi, in the Sugyo, and Daft and Gimel. Meforsh Away in Toysis, and Daft Samach Chesam and Beis. Therefore, even though the Ramah says over here, Negeh to Bedikah Shachris, the Locha comes out that if you see 5 days straight, on the 5th day do a Hefsek, as a Locha Sif Aleph, the Tveres Lamoshe argues, the Siddur Tyra argues, the Chavdas argues, Chokhbos Adam argues, the Sholem Meshiv argue, Ramoshe says, Vadu Chayshish, of the Yashiv, of Oz says, Chayshish, of Berkut says, Chayshish, that this Locha has a get over here, be Machmer like Sif Beis. I'll come out there 14 Machmer, sign the Dikah Shachris, sign the Sugya Moiches, Medina over here. They do point out, the Pesach Shuvah, Kiyidua always brings down all the chumash of the Chavadas. Oh, we'll get to that. But the Maaseh is brought down over here that the Pesach, it's Kiyidua's, no, the Pesach Shuvah brings down all the chumash of the Chavadas. We learned it numerous times. This one Maaseh left out. It does not bring it down. So we do have a Pesach Shuvah that chose not to bring down the smile of the Chavadas. Again, numerous swam come along to be machmer and say, when you see 5 days, has the Gedda over here that because Shachos does not work? Mitzav this idea. Now, when you just ask, take it a step further, what about Negev Sugya Moich? That means even if you see one out Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they really get to divide up it in two cases, two different chumras. Negev to Bidika Shachos, and Negev to Sugya Moich is a Ma'akiv or not. So, Negev to Bidika Shachos, numerous parts come a Machmer. Negev to Moich to be Machmer not, they point out it's really a triple chumra. That means, number one, you have to hold that you see Ro'asim Echot to be Machmer. Chavidas. Number two, you have to hold when you see 5 days, negate b'dika is nechal negate mayim psuach to be machmer. And then you have to take the idea from b'dika to the case of a meich to be machmer. A meich, you read the chavadas, he's machmer. He says, you see, ala peis gimel al hei, b'dika shachos is ma'akiv, and also meich is ma'akiv. You do not do meich ma'akiv. A meich and shuvah nerdaya chelet peis says that you should be choshish for the chavadas sheet over here. You should be choshish. Over here, the Maaseh, the newest Paisim Maaseh disagree. To take on the Chum over here, of a Maaseh that the newest Paisim say Nam Akiv, and what's a Nam Akiv? Say it applies even by Shai Yomim, Saifa B'dikas and Saifa Maaseh? The Swam say, whoa, have a little Haseh, Mechab does not go this way, Amos not this way, not the Taz, not the Shach, not the Shlom, not the Peskachuv, not the Tara, the newest Paisim disagree. So the Maaseh, we have a big Mavuch over here. What to do when a person sees 5 days and they get to the Sugi of Hefsik? The Maaseh, again, the Sfarim seem to be very strong about numerous Sfarim. The Nahogah seem to be not that way. Kiduah, people are very lax about the idea of a Meichtochuk. They do not seem to go like a Berkowitz, do not seem to go like a Moshe or the Chavadas over there. They go like the Pashas reading of the Mechaber Demo. The Mechaber Demo, the Meisel hold that the first 5 days you see and then you do a case of a Hefsek. That's Nichlan Sif Aleph and Nan Sif Beis. However, the point over here, you should realize a lot of people have take the idea of Meich as a Meile Ba'alma, Chum Ba'alma, and they're very lax about it. Don't be so lax. There are places in the Maaseh in numerous situations that's Medina over here. It might even be Ma'akiv, but still it might be a case of Medina. He says to be Choshish. That means to, I don't know if Ma'akiv, but he says to be Choshish to Chavadas. Now, take it even further. Now, Isha can become Tomei different ways. One way, the shopping is down, the idea of a Kesem. The Shach really has a cash over here that the loch is the Mechaber Demo say you rosi him echod. The loch is that you cannot do a hefsek in the morning, only in the afternoon. I need a Medina Moich. In fact, the Shach, we get to the end of the simon, you need to wait 5 and 7. You need 5 days. So, how does the Shach be rosi him echod? So, first I point out the Shach clearly understands, they see 5 days straight, says it's first Lamoisha, it's not Nichol Chumro, it's the base. Come on, the Tiferes Lamoisha, he wants to argue on the Shach and say, your question does not make any sense because even if you see 5 days straight, the loch is that day that you see droplets is Nichol Nechum HaSebeis. The Shach is clearly from its kashi, you see, does not hold like the Chum and the Chavadas. So what is his teretz? He said, the Nafkamina is a case of a Kesem. Even though you saw a case of a Kesem, the loch likes if Aleph, you can make the Sugya of Dika Shachris, you can make mitzvah the Sugya of, sorry, that would be the case of we'll have the locha sepeis and we'll not have the locha of 5 and 7 over here. Why by meister by kesem be mekel? Either because the kesem is only dinu rabbanon or has no chazaka being a case of mayim pesuach. That's the situation over here. Now to take it further, I mean the shach is called a case of a kesem. Now people another way coming tomei is again you have a ria, you have a case of a kesem, you have a case of a bediko. Now, why would a person do a bedika? We have a couple situations. You could do a bedika besides Yimei Vest. You could do a bedika mitzad the sugya of Hefsek. Do a bedika mitzad the sugya of Zayin Nikiyim. The question is, when you do bedika and find a drop of dam on top of yourself, on the Mara, the Rav said 100% dam, do you need a moich me'ikradin? Do you need a moich me'ikradin? Is it nichol on the chumro of the chavdas that numerous places you want me choshish for? So let's divide up into different cases. First, let's say she may vest. She does a bdika and she finds a tibas dam. Let's say it's a case of a kala. Does not have to wait 5 days over here. for whatever reason, is that nichel the get of riyah mamish? The loch is you need midinay amaych, and you need a bdikah shachris to not work. It's kamlum shlomo kluger, tila david, passed away by the chutzani. Yes, just like the loch by any riyah has a loch on sebeis. The same idea when you do a bdikah on yimei vest, your five tibas dam has a loch of ruasayim echad netamei over here. At tzad hasheni, the Marash Engel, also a Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, and Liashiv, they disagree. They say the idea over here, for example, the end of Simon's Kovtzadi, we see a Tibas Dam on top of a Bdik cloth, we don't give it a Ged and a Ged Suga Vestis, a Chum over here. So over here, they want time to eat this Nichol into Seves Dam, the last vest, or it's not Nichol Ged in Mayim Pesuch, for Iker, and therefore they want time to, it would not be Nichol in Sif Beis, be Nichol Halach in Sif Aleph. On the tzad to be machmer, the question now is what comes up that again that those won't be machmer the chutzani and others. What happens? The isha has 5 days. She does a hefsek, clean. Tomorrow, the next day, does a bdika morning. Let's say clean. After she finds tipas dam. Is she now back to lochad sebeis? Is she also yom echad? She saw in 1 day. And therefore, she has to, a Rosh Yom Echad needs a Bedikah in the afternoon, and she needs a Meich Meikadin. It's coming with Vosner, and they Boisim, and the Parada Simcha, she's a Locha Zipbeis over here. And it comes down to calling to them, what do people do on day one? They do a Bedikah on the end of the day, they're not sure. They do a second Bedikah just in case. They bring to the Rav the next day, the Rav says, the first one is Tamei, the second one will work, we need a Hefsik. According to Vosner, where's your Meich? Koin the Knei Baisim, where's your Meich over here? Medini need your Meich. Koin the Chavdas, the Meich is Ma'akiv the Meich. The Meich is outside of Sheini. The Levushi Oz says the Minig Yishlam is not that way. Or Chitara says, no, the all Zainakim, you do Meich one time. Anything afterwards, the Nichol get up to Sev's Dam, not Nichol the Chumra over here. We're not put under the Milo or the Chumra of making a Chazoka out being Meich Pesuch over here. And therefore, he says, the whole entire time, you can be Mekel Negate Zayin Nekiyim. There are some going in between. The way how the Chodshani, the Marikoyin, and the Yashta, they come along in Taino, that you have 24 hours. The first day in Chanami, once it's the second day, you come along to be Machmer over here. But Berkowitz says you have 3 days. First 3 days, Allah will be Nichol Negate of leftover from the first Riyah. And therefore, there's what to be Semcha and Nichol Negate in Sif Aleph. Mashenkin, fourth and onwards, you see Dam over here. That's back to Loch and Sif Beis. They need Medina Amaych over here. Now, again, different hug is what to go do. Just to realize over here, I'm saying a lot of chumras over here. And again, on the page, it's very simple. Read the Mechaber on the page. Most of these cases are very simple over here. But you have to realize, off the page, Numus Paiskil Machmer, but people take the idea of Amaych very light. They're very cal about it. They're very, Shikhis think about it. They don't really care. You have to realize that Lumis Paisim says Medina might be Ma'akiv. There could be issues over here. Mitzan Alocha Shabai. So true, we'll have different Shrachim Avada Yesha Milos Machalokal and there are numerous Sfars over to be Mekal. But again, it's not that simple. It's something that has to be analyzed, why people are very light about it. But it's something that's certainly that's correct and Hoga and the words of the Beis Yosef, how precious are the words of the Rajba. It's certainly something that people should stress to their spouses, how important this should be done, and not to, I don't really do these things, I'm just not comfortable, I don't really appreciate it. Unless the Rav tells them not to, it's not something that should be done lightly, because numerous times it might be Nichol Negate of Medina over here. So I'm Bez Hashem tomorrow, be Mamshach, Sif Gimel, about Levishus Levenim, during Mechitza, Ukadaimah. Slokol.